Life Audio.
The Bible Study Podcast, episode 858. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues its study of Psalms, and especially of Psalm 119, as we pick it up with verse 121. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We're continuing on in our ever-going struggle to get through Psalm 119, which has 176 verses. We're starting in verse 121 today. We will not finish today, but I think we'll finish next week. This is an acrostic again, with one section for every letter in the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. We're continuing on with the letter A-N, but first a word from this sponsor.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Ian, I have done what is righteous and just. Do not lead me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. And so again, we're talking about the law as we are throughout all of Psalm 119. The verse that jumps out for me is verse 126. It is time for you to act, Lord. There's some chutzpah in that particular prayer here. That's some in the sense of telling the one true God what he should do. I would say there's some questionable judgment in terms of whether or not we get to tell God what to do, but we understand what the psalmist is saying. It's the psalmist is tired of the injustice that they see around them. But jumping back up to the beginning, I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. So again, I'm doing the right thing, but I'm still encountering not just opposition, but oppression. Oppression when people who are pushing down on me, right? They're literally, I'm feeling like I'm oppressed by whatever's going on around me. Ensure your servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. Again, oppress. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. And I think of oppression as being something that you don't just get oppressed today. You get oppressed for a while. It's this long-suffering sort of thing the unrighteousness of racial relations in the U.S. is certainly one of the things I think of in terms of oppression, where for generation after generation, there was or is injustice in terms of how people are being treated. It's not just I'm having a bad day, but I'm having a bad life. And possibly I'm having a bad life just like those that came before me. My eyes fail looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. I've been looking, Lord, for you to save me. I've been looking, Lord, for your promises that I find when I study your scripture, which is what Psalm 119 is about. I've been studying your laws. I see your promises, and I'm getting tired of waiting. My eyes are failing. With old age, with weariness, deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. It's interesting that I have done what is righteous and just, but still teach me your decrees. Let me learn more. Let me do better. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. I've been trying to do what I understand. I know that there's more that I don't understand yet. Lord, help me learn. And then it is time for you to act, Lord. Your law is being broken. And so at this point, the psalmist is saying it's time for you to act, which again is rather presumptive, but not because of what's happening to me, but because your law is being broken. That because if you care about your law, then you will act. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. So I am always trying to do the right thing, and then I hate doing the wrong thing. I pray that that's something you and I can both say this week, that I always hate every wrong path. I don't know that I always hate every wrong path. I know that I should, but I think that goes back up to help me understand your statutes, or maybe help me be faithful to your statutes. It isn't always a matter of understanding. Sometimes it's a matter of obedience. The next letter, I'm going to say pay, P-E. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your decree. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Again, a very similar theme as all of these are. Again, talking about the law, and again, talking about other people are not following the law, and it brings me sadness, but that I'm trying to do the law, help me do better. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. Now, of course, the statutes that the psalmist would have here would be some part of the Old Testament. Not all of it, of course, because this is written before it's all put together. Certainly the psalmist would have the Torah, would have the first five books of the Bible, the law itself. And again, I'll say this once every episode that we're doing Psalm 119, when we talk about the law in a New Testament context, we have to remember that Jesus said that the law is summarized by love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. And I think about that in the context of what Jesus said. Your statutes of loving God and loving neighbor are indeed wonderful and much more simple than remembering all of the details in the Torah. But the heart of the matter are those relationships. The heart of the law are those relationships. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. As I read your word, as I read the Bible, it unfolds. It reveals more and more. It gives light in the sense it gives me guidance. It gives understanding to the simple. It helps people become wiser and more knowledgeable. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. That's interesting. There's a couple different places in Scripture where we have that panting, and I think of panting, a dog would be the animal that I think of that pants, that is trying to catch its breath, or that is the eagerly awaiting something. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. So I haven't done perfect. And we've got all these things here that I always obey your commands, and yet we get down to here of mercy. You don't need mercy if you have it screwed up. And it says, those who love your name, you're giving mercy. You're giving them that. You're not punishing them when they deserved to be punished. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Let me not be under bondage to sin. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Again, we have that oppression word here. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your decrees. Again, teach me, Lord. Let me learn more and more. Let me grow closer to you. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. And again, this time, not, God, why haven't you acted? But it brings me sadness to see the injustice around me. And then Tsadhe, the next letter. You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live. So you are righteous. The Lord is always doing the right thing, and your laws are right, and has set up this system of the way things should be. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. So again, the laws are right. They are fully trustworthy. So not only are they correct, but if I put my faith in them, if I put my trust in them, I won't be disappointed. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. So I'm trying to follow the law, but I'm getting worn down, in part because other people are not following it. And it's tiring me out to be in this in-between here, where I'm trying to do the right thing, but other people are not. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. So they're truthful, they're righteous, they're trustworthy, and they're tested. Other people have trod this path before us. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. And I think lowly and despised here, not by God, but by those around them. This psalmist is feeling lowly and despised. I don't know what your week has been like. I'm hoping you have not felt lowly and despised, because I know for sure that is not how God thinks of you. God, who is the only opinion that matters. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. So true, trustworthy, right, tested, all of these attributes of the law here. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. So again, life is not just a bowl of cherries here. Life is not a box of chocolates. If I can quote Forrest Gump here, they've got some problems, but I find delight when I'm reading the law of the Lord, when I'm reading the Bible, when I'm reading the Word of God. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live. Again, righteous, trustworthy, tested, all of these attributes of the law. And then again, Lord, help me understand more. We're going to end with that today. We've got four more sections before we are done with Psalm 119. I don't know about you, but I'll be glad to be able to move on and do another chapter. But with that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have any questions, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening. I want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the TMUS podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.